Caring is superior caring. Dove cares for her and cares for him with a special offer for Dove Body Wash and Dove Men Plus Care Body Wash. When you buy a Dove Body Wash for her, you get a Dove Men Plus Care Body Wash for him for free. Care for her, care for him. Look for a coupon in this week's Sunday paper and use it to save and share Dove Body Wash for her and him and to take care of everyone's skin.
Does this place look haunted?
No, I don't think so.
What about those two creepy girls?
Come stay with us.
That is truly frightening.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's great service. With Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Want to see our room?
We're gonna sleep in the car now.
Happy Geico-ing. Switch today for 24/7 access to licensed agents.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We get ready to get the second half underway, 21-0. It's Searcy with the lead. And Tobias, you look at those halftime stats we talked about. They're pretty close. Mount Home ran almost twice as many plays as Searcy in the first half, but didn't equate on the scoreboard, did it?
It sure didn't. I mean, balancing plays, but man, goodness. I mean, 21-0. Our score, and yeah, you're right. It's a very confusing story if you're just reading the stats.
Of course, the opening kickoff, Searcy kicked off, and Mountain Home fumbled the kickoff, kicked it around, and Searcy was able to recover it inside the 1 yard line. And of course, it took them just one play to score from there, and it just didn't start good for Mountain Home. So the Lions will receive the kickoff to start this second half. Carlos Cardenas with the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, and here's the approach, and it's an onside kick. Takes a high bounce, tipped by the Bombers. It's still loose and covered by the Lions. It's going to be recovered by Searcy. It was Crockett that covers it for the Lions at the 39-yard line of Searcy.
My goodness, so close there. Soro almost got a hand on it there, Brad. Good play. I mean, good call right there out. I mean, why not make something happen? A great placed onside kick. Just couldn't recover it.
They did a good job with that, didn't they?
They did. They did. I mean, you couldn't ask to put that kick in a better place.
Got the high bounce on that second bounce, and
yeah,
just couldn't get it. So trips to the left side now for the Lions, and Dixon will throw it to the right side instead to Love. The single wide out, and Love's going to pick up about 7 yards on first down out to the 46-yard line. You know, it's a fast-paced offense. They don't have many big plays, though. They're getting 7, 8, 9 yards of pop.
Yeah, they're just going for the nice, safe throws on the outside where there's a little bit of room there. There's a lot of separation between the receiver and the
Dixon to pass. It's incomplete. He undershot his receiver that time. Bombers playing a pretty good-sized cushion defensively with those D-backs. And the receivers, a lot of times you'll see them just pushing downfield for about 6 yards and then stopping, and by the time they turn around, the ball's there.
The separation between Stockton there and this receiver on the near side, I mean.
There's a pass left side. It's complete to Leonard, the leading receiver. He's up the left sideline. He may go. He's at the 30, the 21 man to beat. Stockton will grab him and save the touchdown, knocking him out of bounds at about the, it looks like the 13-yard, the 12-yard line is where he's down to.
Touchdown save and tackle there by Stockton. I mean, really, Leonard, I thought he was gone. He was right up that sideline, just nothing but grass in front of him, and he made a play there right at the end.
It's a 42-yard pass play. Here's Dixon rolling to the right as they quickly snap it, fires it to the end zone. It's incomplete. Sorrell was probably about the only player that really had a shot at catching that one.
Sorrell must have not seen the ball come off the quarterback's hand because he honestly was in the best place to make the catch there. I just don't think he saw the ball leave the quarterback's hand, and so he turned around and it was right there in front of his face.
I should have known better than say they don't have big plays, because as soon as right? I say that, they pop a 42-yard pass play. Here's second down. Dixon, quick out left side. Crockett makes the catch at the 10, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. It's going to be about a 7-yard pickup.
Threw it over there on the side. He's got his foot out. Big third down play here for the Bombers.
Third down, and about 3 here for the Lions at the Mountain. They actually got it at the 4-yard line. That's where they finally put the football down. So it's third and about two here for this offense. And the handoff is Guthrie, the running back who's in, and he's into the end zone for his second touchdown of the night.
You know, Guthrie's only 5'9" there. He's kind of small, he's shifty, and just found a way right there to a little hole to get in the end zone.
It's a four-yard touchdown run, and Searcy now with a four-touchdown lead over Mountain Home. Clegg with the extra point, and this is good. So with 10:58 left in the third quarter, it's Searcy 28, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
McCory beat. 10:58 left, third quarter action, 28 to nothing. It's Searcy with the lead. Clegg with the approach and the kick, and it's a short kick. It's going to be taken at the 18-yard line. This is Walker with the return. Walker across the 35, the 40, and he's going to be pulled down at about the 41-yard line.
Walker with some great field position there. He found a little hole there to the right, juke left, and had a little grass there in front of him. Great place for the Bombers to start.
Guthrie, who just scored the touchdown, is in on the kickoff team and made the tackle. So Mountain Home will start at their own 41-yard line. And Tobias, we saw the Bombers move the ball 121 yards of offense in the first half. By the way, thanks to Sonny Elliott for the stats in the first half.
Yeah, a lot of carries there. I look for them to continue to stay between the tackles and running their game plan.
Hand off straight ahead. This is the fullback this time, and it's going to be Pope out to the 44 with a three-yard gain.
They sure like something to Pope tonight. They continue to give him the ball. He continues to get positive yardage. Offensive line seems to be moving the ball well, moving the defensive line well. I mean, just they found something that works. They've seen something there that continues to allow them to get positive yards.
10:23 left in this third quarter. The ball kept this time by Stockton and Lawson across the 45 out to the 47, about the 48-yard line. So third and short coming up for Mountain Home.
And I think they had all but one player stacked on the line of scrimmage. I think everybody was going full bore there and full out blitz. They knew it was coming. Great way to get some positive yards out of something like that.
Third and about 3.5 here for this Bomber offense. With 9:47 left, third quarter. Stockton will give it this time, and Pope is going to have a first down run across the 50 down to the 47 of Searcy, and the Bombers move the chains. A six-yard pickup for Pope.
Kevin McGraw there just running over that guy, the defender. I mean, literally, we used to call that a pancake. I don't know what they call it now, but literally put him on his back, just opening a huge hole there.
So first down here for the Bombers. Ball is handed this time to Bashirs, who's in a fullback. And he's going to take it inside the 45, down to the 44, to pick up a three on first down. The Bombers continue to get 3-4 yards a pop. And
I say hats off to the offense tonight, Brad. I mean, we've seen them struggle this year to move the ball a little bit, and it seems like this is the first game that I've called with you that they really seem to move the ball consistently.
Well, that offensive line is doing a good job against that six-man front, and getting just enough holes opened up. Here's a toss to Gage, and Hershberger's going to take it to the 41 with a three-yard pickup.
That's intended for him to try to get that outside corner there. When he tucked it back inside, I think everybody just kind of gritted their teeth. It looked like there's a little bit more room on the outside, but still positive yards. Big third down here.
Third and four are coming for this Mountain Home offense. Lucas Spurlock into the ballgame. He'll be split out wide to the right now for Mountain Home. And Searcy jumps offside. One of those defensive linemen up front. That was Hohenstein who jumped across. And, well, he was submarining in there, and he's going to give Mountain Home a free first down with the penalty.
Couldn't tell if he was submarining or if he just fell out of his stance or maybe fell asleep. I don't know, man. It looked like he just passed out.
So the Bombers get a first down via the penalty. It's only the second penalty for 15 yards total against Searcy tonight.
You can tell they're a well-disciplined team, Brad.
They are. They do. Coach Kelly does a good job there with the Lions. And back to pass is Stockton across the middle. It's incomplete and almost intercepted. As trying to look, see the
Reed Miles, their safety there. Looks like he got a hand on it and just broke up the pass.
I was trying to find his number on the chart there. Yep, Miles almost picked it off.
Well, it's kind of misleading here, Brad, because he's actually a safety coming up. I mean, we're looking at there. I mean, they're just stacking so many in the box that it's you can't really tell if they're a middle linebacker if they're a safety at this point.
So second down. Ball kept by Stockton this time, and he is going to be pulled down at about the 31-yard line. Osmond, one of the players in of the stop that time for the Lions after a 5-yard pickup for Stockton.
Miles was there for Searcy.
You know, they've had some success with that play action pass, and you're just kind of wondering when are they going to try to go back to that across the middle. It was, you know, one time it was a touchdown that was called back, the second time was an interception, but it was there. So you wonder if they try to go back to that in a situation like this.
Motion, and the counter comes back to the near side of there. Boy, there's not much there for Logan Walker. He's going to pick up a yard to the 30. And it's fourth and about four coming up here for this Mountain Home offense. 6:44 left in the third quarter. Bombers down 28-0.
You know, the counter's been really successful for them tonight, and they, you know, trying to go back to their bread and butter there. Just wasn't nothing there to be a change. Unfortunately, I think they're starting to sniff it out a little bit.
Stockton goes to the sideline to get the play, and let's see what Mountain Home does. They'll send two receivers to the left side out of the eye this time, fourth and five. And the toss sweep comes to the near side, first down run, and then some inside the 20, down to about the 15. Hershberger moves the chains for Mountain Home with a 14-yard pickup.
Great call there with a little pitch. There was a lot of room there. He just did a great job of getting the edge. Offensive line did a great job there still in that corner. Just a lot of room to run there, picking up the first down. And if you're Mountain Home, you really got to get in the end zone right here. You really want to put some points on the board, you know, third quarter, and get some points on there before we run out of time.
6:10 left in this third quarter. Out of the eye once again, and the ball is given to the fullback, Pope, and Pope tries to spin out of a tackle, and not a whole lot there. He's going to pick up about two, though, as he falls forward at the end of the play and down to the 14.
And you can tell at this point, you know, the Searcy defensive line is, like you said earlier, just starting to submarine. So you're just starting to see them take the knees of the offensive line just to try to make a pile so there's nowhere there to run between the tackles, you know, which is, you know, pretty typical of defensive line facing an offensive like this. But it sure makes it hard as an offensive lineman to just drive somebody out that's just, you know, basically taking your knees.
Bashir's in at fullback. He's going to get the handoff, and he's still on his feet, still driving, and he's going to wind up at the 11-yard line with a 3-yard run. And I'll tell you what, he had to work hard for those three.
He gained every inch of that one. He worked hard. Yes, he did. That's what I'm saying. Their legs just are not dying tonight, Brad. They're just continuing to drive those legs up, which, you know, you've got to in a situation like this where you're getting hit, you know, just a yard off the line of scrimmage. So, like you said, he earned every yard of that.
Third down and about 5.5 here for Mountain Home. Two receivers left side. Here's the toss coming to Hershberger, and Gage turns it upfield, takes it inside the 10 near the 8-yard line.
About the 8-yard line.
So fourth and about About two here. Fourth and two for this Mountain Elm offense with 4:34 left in the third quarter. It's been a nice drive. They started at their own 41. Let's see if they can convert and keep it going here.
They've chewed up a ton of clock, and right now just the, sort of the cherry on top of the sundae is just getting this first down.
And the Lions, they dip, they jump. Apparently, they didn't come across the line. No flag. Hershberger, and check it. It's Bashir straight ahead, and he's got the first down. He's to the 5-yard line. It's a first down, but one of the Bombers shaking up.
Just outside the 5-yard line.
A little slow to get up. They stop plays. He'll have to come out. That's Talbert. He's been banged up this week in practice. He's had an injury, and he gets up, though, and gets back to the huddle, and they were moving the chain, so they did not have to stop the clock for him, so he gets to stay in. Nice run by Hershberger, though, down to the five.
Was, that's a big fourth down play, just going to get that first down. And now you're in a great position here to score, put some points on the board.
Well, you're able to convert on fourth down inside the 10. Can they keep the drive going here and get some points out of it now? And it's Hershberger, right side, tries to bounce it out, cuts it back in, falls ahead for about a 2-yard gain down to the 3. We're down to 3:36 left in this third quarter. It has moved fast with Mountain Home.
They sure chewed up the clock, haven't they? They're really trying to be in control.
So second and goal from the 3 now for this Mountain Home offense. Down 28-0, trying to get some points on the board here with their first possession of the second half. Two wings left side. Ball kept by Stockton, the quarterback, and he's lost somewhere in that pile. Let's see where they spot him. I don't have those officials on the side. I can even see where he is.
I don't either. I mean, there's a whole pile there.
They're going to spot him at the 2 with a 1-yard gain.
The third goal.
So third and goal coming up from the 2 now for Mountain Home. Obviously 4 down territory. You got 2 chances to stick it in here from just outside the 2. We're down to 2:37 left in this third quarter.
You know, the crowd getting fired up. I mean, this is a big play for the Bombers.
And the ball kept by Stockton, and the pile is moving. He's got to be in. He is. Touchdown, Mountain Home. Lawson Stockton will keep it and get into the end zone for the touchdown.
You got to be proud of your offensive line there when it mattered, when it was on the line, and Stockton just trusting his guys and putting it right up in there and just falling in the end zone. Good job by the offense there. And you know, the other thing, Brad, we talked about, they chewed up, look how much clock they've chewed up in the process.
Yes, we're down to 2:20 left in the third. So Stockton with the 2-yard touchdown run. Cardenas in to attempt the extra point, and it is good. 2:20 left in this third quarter. It's 28-7. Searcy, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Okay, everybody knows all the things you can do in an Arkansas state park, like hiking, canoeing, mountain biking, swimming, fishing, and so on. But did you know there are almost as many ways to stay? Choose from luxurious lodges, scenic campsites, quirky yurts, and now, camper cabins. An affordable way to get outdoors but still have the comforts of home. More choices mean you can do your park your way. Pick your park and plan your next adventure at ArkansasStateParks.com.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
2:20 left in this third quarter. How about that drive? And Sonny pointed out, hey, let's go and make that our drive of the game. That's a good catch. The drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, call Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. How about a 17-play, 59-yard drive that takes 8 minutes, 38 seconds off the clock?
Unbelievable in a game like this, Brad. And what that really does, you know, especially when temperatures in the 40s and now dropping even faster, you've iced your offense, the Searcy offense over there, which is their biggest weapon. So,
Another onside kick by Mountain Home. The ball's loose after it hit the first return man. And they're still scrambling after it. And let's see what happens. Both sides pointing. But I think Searcy wound up on top of the football. No official indication yet. It is Searcy football. Bombers ran that play where they've got two kickers there. And it was Tabor that ran up and kicked the football. And Searcy was able to recover. So the Lions will start from their own 44-yard line on this drive.
And that's two onside kicks, Brad. They're just so close to recovering.
So now the Searcy offense has been on the sideline for a long time. They'll come out with twins on each side. First down. Dixon's pass is going to be complete. This is Crockett up the left sideline. Crockett going to be forced out of bounds. A first down play, though. Down to the 44 of Searcy. It's a 12-yard gain.
And you don't see Bryce Dixon, Searcy's quarterback, go down his progression very far. I mean, he's real quick catch and release.
Here's a pass out to the near sideline. Leonard with the catch. Leonard has two blockers out in front. He's going to be knocked out of bounds near the 30. It's going to be another first down for the Lions. My goodness, they work fast. Down to the 31 with a 13-yard pass play.
On the end there again, Xavier Ivory on the play.
Ivory reserved for the baller.
2:04 left in this third quarter. Dixon went up like he was going to go under center. Now he backs up into the gun, trips to the left side. Dixon spins the ball, looks to the left side. The pass is complete. This is Crockett. Crockett is going to be pulled down after about a 9-yard gain inside the 28-yard line.
Great play by the defense there, breaking down. Gage Lindsey making a good tackle, and good job by the Bombers.
I said inside the 28. It's inside the 23.
Yeah, we all know better, Brad, than him going under center. We know that's not going to happen.
No.
He ain't fooling nobody.
Second and two here for the Lions. Young is in the game at fullback. They fake to him. Dixon rolls to his right. Now reverses field. Rolls back to his left. Has a man is complete and near the 10-yard line. Nice job by Dixon to avoid the rush. And he's going to complete the pass for the first down to the 11-yard line.
Great rush by the Bomber defensive line there. You know, Dawson Tabor was so close that he just falls down right before he gets to him to make a sack, unfortunately. Just a good pressure by the defense.
That was Young out of the backfield with the 11-yard reception. And now Young with a handoff right up the middle. He's going to be knocked down at the 5-yard line after a 7-yard gain. Bombers trying to substitute. They're not going to get that player off the field. They've got 12 on. They don't throw the flag, though, and Young scores the touchdown. Right up the gut that time for Damian Young. That is his sixth touchdown rush of the season.
Well, we're really hoping that the offense had iced Searcy's offense and leaving him on the sideline for so long, but they sure came out hot, ready to go.
A minute 19 on the drive. Here's the extra point, and it's good. 101 left in the third. It's 35-7. Searcy, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
With Arvest Bank, there's no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot: stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with the personal caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
61 seconds left in this third quarter. That was a six-play, 56-yard drive that took just a minute 19 for the Lions. That's every bit as impressive as the Bombers' 8-minute, 38-minute drive.
It was.
Here's an onside kick. Clegg, the ball has to go 10 yards. It does, and Searcy recovers it. Wow, inside the 50 at the 49-yard line. They blocked it well, and Daniel Perry is there to cover for the Lions as they recover the onside kick.
Percy recovers the onside kick at the Bomber 49.
Well, one, I thought it touched somebody, Brad, and two, I didn't think you were allowed to actually cover up the ball as it rolled into the and past the 10-yard mark for them not to be able to recover it. It was a little weird for me.
So now the Lions with the ball with 57 seconds left in this third quarter. Guthrie back into the tailback position. Guthrie will get the handoff right up the gut into the secondary quickly. Boy, a quick hitter. That young man, you talked about him earlier. You're not a prototypical running back, Bill, but boy, he gets yards quickly. It's a 15-yard gain down to the 34-yard line. And Guthrie once again right up the gut. Again, he's into the secondary. He's got a first down. He's going to take it to the 21 with a 13-yard gain this time.
It is a Searcy first down.
Thought there at the very end of the play the ball came out, but it looked like it didn't, fortunately.
Ivory was there for the Bombers.
Our poor chain gang over there, they can't keep up with this Searcy offense.
No, they can't. At least they're staying warm tonight.
They've got Young in on running back this time, and Young is going to be hit near the line of scrimmage, but falls forward down to about the 19.
The second down and seven.
Picks up about three on the play. 20 seconds left in this third quarter. Dixon wants to pass this time. Rolling to his right. He's going to tuck it and run. He's got a blocker. He's got a path to the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. He says, I'll do this one myself, boys, and takes it in for the score.
Takes it in the end zone.
And Searcy is an extra point away from invoking the mercy rule now with 10 seconds left in this third quarter.
Craig to attempt the extra point.
Dixon with the 19-yard touchdown run. Clegg's extra point is good. 42-7. It's Searcy on top. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began, where Native Americans built intricate cities, and where Europeans crossed the mighty Mississippi. This publisher was born in Arkansas City and endured the flood of 1927. He would later create Jet and Ebony magazines. Know who? Find the answer and much more by visiting deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Searcy taking advantage of the onside kick recovery, and now they've got the mercy rule. Here's the ensuing kickoff back to the 8-yard line. This is Logan Walker. Out across the 20, upended, and falls down to the 25-yard line. And that'll be, I guess, Mahomes got the snap. The clock's supposed to be running, I thought.
Yeah, it should be. I wonder if they just started on the placement of the ball.
Bombers, I guess, will run one play here, and then we'll hit the end of the third quarter. Bombers from their own 24-yard line after the kickoff. And Stockton hands it right side. Hirschberger across the 30. And a nice run. Has a first down out to the, we'll call the 35-yard line. A pickup of 11, and the third quarter is ended. It's all Searcy, 42-7. The Lions lead it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!